You may wonder in the parable why the bridegroom came late in the evening. You know, it's not our tradition. For the Jewish people, from one town to another, they have to walk all the way. Since they cannot walk during the daytime, so much sunshine, so they walk from evening until midnight. And that's why the bridegroom came late. Not because he's lazy, because it's a tradition. Be ready. Stay awake. There's the word of Jesus. As a matter of fact, the whole Israel people, all the histories are waiting. You can see in the Old Testament, the Israel people is waiting, waiting to see the Messiah, the Son of God coming to save them. Immediately, they think about the liberation. They want to be free from the Israel people, from Egypt, and then from other people, so that we can always be free. So in the Old Testament, it's more or less material idea. But from the time of Jesus, he gave a new insight of life. So his suffering and death and give us a meaning of life. And always saying, be prepared. So St. Paul kept this word prepared. So he thought Jesus might come at any time. So that's why in the letter to the Thessalonians, say, be prepared. If the dead, when they don't come, they will rise first, and then we all together living, all rise up to heaven. Of course, today we know it's not a fact. Jesus hasn't come yet. But still, Jesus will come one day. He's coming. We meet the Lord when we die. But Jesus doesn't mean to meet him when he died. He wants us to meet him anytime. Treat any person when he says, whatever you do to the least, do to me. So we meet Jesus in our neighbor. Jesus always doing the will of the Father. When we say doing the will of God the Father, we are with him. So our waiting is not something in the future, at the present. So Jesus expects us to be joyful, to be strong, not tomorrow, today. Stay awake means live well every present moment. When we live well every present moment, we are doing the will of God. When we are in the will of God, we are in him. In certain sense, we are in paradise when we love. When we have Jesus in our hearts. When we have Jesus in our midst. When we love one another. He promised that two or three are united in my name, I am in our midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So it is expectation of the Lord that we always be ready. Ready in a simple way. Joyful because important. Jesus wants you to be joyful. In heaven, it's not sorrowful, it's joyful. If today you don't live joyful, you expect tomorrow live joyfully? Where's it difficult? So important. Life is not only the future. Life is now. Life is with Jesus. That's why we thank the Lord. Through the baptism, we are really baptizing him. We become himself, part of him. And in a special way, when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, the body and blood of Christ, he is in us. And that's why St. Paul said, today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in us. So keep this in mind. Always have Jesus in your heart. See Jesus in each person. Forgiving, blessing, embracing, and trust. And that's the word of Jesus teaching us through Sister Faustina. With a little prayer, Jesus, we trust in you. So we trust in His grace. We trust His love. We trust that we can one day be more closer to Him. So let us live today well and entrust things of the tomorrow in His hand, and ask forgiveness, things of the past, and just to be joyful in every present moment.